It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At least 13 people were injured in a shooting at a Brooklyn subway station at around 8:30 Tuesday morning at the height of the morning rush hour. In addition to injured victims, fire officials found several undetonated devices in the subway station in Brooklyn's Sunset Park. This would be a good time to mention that President Biden is trying to do something about our gun violence epidemic. During a Rose Garden event on Monday, Biden lamented the lack of action from Congress and announced some executive actions he'll take to crack down on so-called ghost guns. He also repeated calls for Congress to pass a ban on assault rifles and to get to work on other stalled measures.
Ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. I was getting criticized when I first passed this law when I was a senator. And guess what? I was down in southern Delaware to do a lot of hunting and fishing down there. And I was walking up one of the creek beds. And the guy standing there said, "You want to take my gun?" I said, "I'll take your gun." He said, "Well, you're telling me I can't have more than X number of bullets in my gun." And I said, "What do you think the deer you're hunting wear Kevlar vests? What the hell you need 20 bullets for? You must be a hell of a terrible shot." I'm serious. Think about it. Think about the mass shootings. As many as 100 rounds. It's a weapon of war. There's nothing to do with recreation. Outright ban of the sale and possession of unserialized guns. Eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. They're the only outfit. They're the only outfit in the country that is immune.
Biden also formally announced the nomination of Steve Dettelbach, a former U.S. attorney in Ohio, to head up the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. There has not been a Senate-confirmed leader in that position since 2015. The reaction from the Republican Party was as repugnant as it was puzzling. The president joked as he introduced his nominee, saying,
"Thank you all for coming. By the way, he was responsible for the weather as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you."
Okay. The RNC, 37 minutes later, tweeted that video clip and added the text, "Dettelbach is Jewish." What? I guess the Republican National Committee is trying to imply that Biden is anti-Semitic? I have no idea. Wow. Moving on, the Bureau of Labor Statistics Tuesday morning released the monthly Consumer Price Index report for March, showing that prices rose 1.2% for the month, 8.5% for the year, making it the largest annual increase since December of 1981. Gas, shelter, and food were the largest contributors to inflation. New York Times' Ben Castleman was among those, noting that the core prices were up 0.3% in March, down from February, and said the slowdown in core inflation is good news, while others note the historically low unemployment numbers as reason for encouragement. Stay tuned. The Defense Department is monitoring unconfirmed reports that Russia has used chemical weapons during its siege of the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Britain's Armed Forces Minister said that all options would be on the table for the international community to respond if such reports were confirmed. Britain and Australia, which called the allegation deeply concerning, said they were working with partners to verify the details. The mayor of Mariupol said Russian forces have killed over 10,000 civilians there over the past 6 weeks and are blocking humanitarian convoys. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky charged that Russia's forces retreating from the north have left behind mines everywhere. He said Russian troops, quote, "deliberately did everything to kill or maim as many of our people as possible, even when they were forced to withdraw from our land." The Kremlin is now reportedly shifting its attention to the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine, where Russian allied separatists have claimed independence, pulling troops out of Belarus to support this operation. COVID cases are on the rise here in the U.S. again, thanks to the Omicron BA.2 variant, which has already been surging in China, Europe, and other places around the world. And now, two new sublineages, BA.4 and BA.5, have now been spotted in South Africa, Botswana, Belgium, Germany, Denmark, and the U.K., suggesting they'll soon be spreading to other parts of the world as well. And now comes news that some U.S. universities, including Columbia, Georgetown, and Rice, are reinstating indoor mask mandates. The city of Philadelphia also announced it will restore a similar mandate, the first large city to do so. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans will now have to weigh their individual COVID-19 risks. Just know, Omicron and its sublineages have proven to be highly transmissible, but much less likely to cause hospitalization and death than earlier variants like Delta. The U.S. has ordered some of its consular staff to leave Shanghai immediately as that city continues to resort to extreme and unpredictable measures in what looks like a failing attempt to stem a COVID surge. Late Monday, the State Department, which had previously said it would allow non-emergency staff to leave Shanghai owing to arbitrary COVID rules, said it was now ordering them to do so, citing, quote, changing circumstances on the ground. And finally, read any good banned books lately? Jason Tharp is the author of a book called It's Okay to Be a Unicorn. Well, a school principal in Ohio told him he could no longer read the book at a school event as scheduled. Parents in the Buckeye Valley School District in Ohio reportedly mobilized last week to ban the book. It features colorful unicorns and a rainbow and lets kids know it's okay to be themselves. Just incredible. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.